Yo, 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 this is your boy Enigma Seth Timber, and this is the Enigma Seth Hour. I got my man E. Logic Kenny in the building. What up, bro? And I give my man permission. He can throw the E whenever you like.
That's a sucker.
See, you been nasty already. What you? This guy.
Whenever I see that.
What did you? No, no. Don't pervert.
Well, Kenny.
Pervert. Man, Kenny. Those are podcast land. You can't see what he's doing. Don't worry about it.
He's not gonna look at
Elijah. Elijah being the pervert for the MILFs out here. Anyway, we better get into that. He just came from a date. Let's see if you like 30 and up. See if you like 30 and up out here.
Hey,
but yo, your boy Enigma Seth. This is episode 38 of the Enigma Seth Hour. The podcast is powered by Freedom Train Radio. Freedom Train Radio is supported by PAX Inc. Shout out my man Joe, my man Pat. Appreciate everything y'all do. Y'all make sure to check out their podcast, the Freedom Train Radio. Also, on freedomtrainradio.com, where this podcast is at. Anyway, like I said, I got the young homie Logic Kenny in the building, chilling, you know what I'm saying? With the E.
With the shocker.
It's your Rose, gonna kick your ass. yo, to my YouTube viewers and subscribers, you know what I'm saying? Remember to hit that like button, drop a comment, let me know what you're thinking. Also, share this on any of your social apps that people know. And most importantly, hit that bell. So when I pop up, bing, boom, you know what's good. Of course, every Friday, 10:30, come with y'all with the freshest of hip hop and hip hop culture here in Tallahassee and surrounding areas. So my man, Elijah, one of the young up and coming artists doing his thing. So finally got you on here.
Yeah, I'm glad.
I think y'all gonna like it. Also too, to my podcast listeners, you can check out the live stream of the Enigma Seth Hour on YouTube at youtube.com/EnigmaSeth927. 927, why? Because that's my birthday. Duh. All right, so while you check it out, also while you're also on YouTube checking me out, checking out the live stream, or checking out the recording of the live stream, or checking out my new segment, ESH NX, you can also check out my man, my bro, Big Low. You can check out his YouTube page at youtube.com/BigLowHipHop and check out his Ill Coffee vlog. He just dropped a vlog, I think today or yesterday. About the seven deadly fans of independent artists. So, you guys can go check him out. Shout out to my Libra bro, my 850 homie, doing his thing. Also, y'all make sure to check out all the past 37 episodes of the Enigma Seth Hour at www.freedomtrainradio.com. You can also find the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, or Google Podcasts, Stitcher, and pretty much any other podcast holding app. So just search the Enigma Seth Hour or Freedom Train Radio. Freedom Train presents the Enigma Seth Hour. And yeah, check your boy out. Check out other past episodes, all the other artists. Last week was pretty dope. Had, again, Springtime and Travell here.
He's so freaking, like, talented.
Yeah. Yeah.
This dude was cool, man.
Yeah, man. And it was just a lot of good energy. So. Yeah, man, it was dope. So y'all make sure to check that out, all the other past episodes, and check it out. Let people know what you hear, what you got. You know what I mean? Oh, plus, got to announce, those, if you're listening, you don't have to listen to be an artist for this. So, you know, if you just want to hear your voice, you just want to be a fan with a plan, you want to be a fan, perhaps, you can make a drop for the podcast. Big up to Black Tarzan, Devon Deshaun, and Mr. Gnarly for already giving us their drops. All you have to do is send an MP3 to my email at EnigmaSelf, that's Self, the short version of September, EnigmaSelf@gmail.com. All you have to do is state your name, your business, company, stage name, whatever you're trying to promote, and also add the tag, you are now listening to the Enigma Seth Hour, you got time, baby. Do that, I'll put you on. And you can be popular for the, you know, 300 odd people that may be listening. Maybe. I don't know. Maybe. I heard.
Oh, really?
It needs to be more. I'm trying to get to 1,000. Yeah. We just hit 75 subscribers, so shout out to everybody that subscribed so far. I'm trying to get that 100. That 100, you know what I'm saying? Keep it at 100. So let's do that. I know we got about 1,000 views so far. So, yeah, man. I'm trying to get it popping. I'm trying. So, I'm getting to this first track. My girl, my homie, the queen, the young queen, C-Red, dropped the album last week. She graciously dropped me the title track that I'm going to play for y'all today. Also, too, I'm going to drop it tomorrow when I do the Underground Railroad, because apparently JC decided he wants to stay home for a little bit longer. So I'll be doing the Underground Railroad on Saturday. If you listen to the podcast, too late, you missed it. But if you listen to the live joint tomorrow, B89, check your boy out. I'm going to have my man Artisan P and Dr. LaFlow. They'll be out there as well. I'll let y'all know about that once we come back from the song. But C-Red dropped the album. She dropped me her title track, I'm Ready. Yeah, C-Red is dumb dope. So you can check her out. Check out this album, I'm Ready, which is I'm R-E-D-D-Y. You can check that out on all streaming apps. So make sure after you're done listening to the podcast, go check the album out. So without further ado, the C-Red, I'm Ready. Here on the Enigma Step Hour, you got time, baby.
So y'all want bars or nah? Haters love when you start to fall. I'm at the crib just bumping these Carlo beats, filling up my arsenal. Never been impartial, dog. I got biases. I got jams for days. I got fire shit. I got plans for taking them higher, kid. I hit the streets to march. I never rioted. I never talk shit, but I'm bout to. If you got a good head up on the shoulders, I'ma ask him what that mouth do. Made me feel like I can't live without you. I got a full-time job, part-time flex. When I see the foreign car that I park, I'm blessed. Need a salary to scribble at a high time test. Got me pouring up the crown, trying to hide my stress. I never rolled a blunt. And I got a few things on my mind that I've been trying to hold for months. Like I love him, but I know he doesn't love me, so I think I only told him once. But you know that I'm gonna be fly when he asks me to go for lunch. And I know they know a little something, cause he's telling me to hold for bumps. And Nas is ill, and we about to do the impossible. Be ourselves and profit still, but I be looking at these crabs like you're not familiar. I don't know these niggas, but I'm still dropping that food for thought. Like go eat, nigga, nigga, like go eat, nigga. Cause it's like hot sauce on your collard greens. And I'm just trying to make my reality what I call the dream. Cause it go good together like hot sauce on your collard greens. And I'm just trying to make my reality what I call the dream. This like hot sauce on your collard greens. And I'm just trying to make my reality what I call the dream. Cause it go good together like hot sauce on your collard greens. And I'm just trying to make my reality what I call the dream. Been had bars, niggas been mad. Syntax spit like a trigger bent back. Been at odds since a nigga been black. Been at a job and a nigga been mad. Like, I don't really fuck with you and these choices. Now I'm in human resources. People talk about we rude and we boisterous. Fuck all y'all, you ain't even these voices. What I wanna say and I meant to. But I keep it dark in my mental. And I hold my tongue cause it rent due. Cause that's what somebody with some sense do. And that's what somebody with a child say. Pray hard, keep your faith in Yahweh. A lot of people out of work too nowadays. And it won't be like this always. When will it change though? I'll wait. By then I'll be 20 years in. They putting us in jail for any missing. You know a millionaire, yeah, get me near them. So I can handle my business. Keep the man as my witness. Flex financially fitness. Let's change the face of what rich is. It ain't black, but I'm trying to bust 180. This ain't something we touch on lately. Let's improvise, enterprise. Change the world and make trust fund babies. Maybe like AG Gasson. Money in my mind, my generations to cash in. We can ease the pain like iterations of aspirin. When I think about my mama, daddy relaxing, it feels like hot sauce on your collard greens. And I'm just trying to make my reality what I call the dream. Cause it go good together like hot sauce on your collard greens. And I'm just trying to make my reality what I call the dream. This like hot sauce on your collard greens. And I'm just trying to make my reality what I call the dream. Cause it go good together like hot sauce on your collard greens. And I'm just trying to make my reality what I call the dream.
All right, we back. This is the Enigma Step Hour. That was my girl C-Red with I'm Ready, with the title track on her new album, I'm Ready. That's I'm R-E-D-D-Y. So again, man, y'all check that out. You know what I'm saying? If you like the vibes, check it out on all your streaming apps. So we're going to get into the news of the week.
Yay! This is the time where Nick will try to figure out if he needs to talk too much or just a little bit and try to see if we can eat up this time to the interview.
All right. So, also, too, man, if you're watching the live joint, you know what I'm saying, you can hit up the chat. Shout out to my girl, Sasa. You know what I'm saying? She left a little comment. So, feel free to leave comments, man. Let us know you here. She just said, you got time, babe. Oh, you got time, babe.
Oh, you said, question mark. Joking problem?
I guess.
She thought that was funny for some reason. She would actually think that's funny.
My man, purple.
More blue, man. Blue. I actually have a red undertone, but it's damn light.
A bad bro, I couldn't get this.
Give me the red undertone. It's them evening, that evening sunlight brings it out.
Couldn't get the filter in.
You're right. Next time. I need filters, bro.
Oh, yeah. Lean into that. Hate on my filter.
Mind you, you do whatever you want with your filters. I use them sometimes, but some people, it's to the point where you don't even know how they really look like.
Oh yeah, that crap. Yeah, they get. Yeah.
It's just so.
Like, I'm gonna let y'all know. I don't even like y'all pictures when y'all put filters on. Like, it's getting ridiculous at this point. Like, is that so? You shouldn't have. That can be your main profile picture. Is you with a filter over your shit, especially like the cartoonish shit.
Yeah.
Like, to me, that made me think you think you ugly.
Exactly. So I think by all means use a filter, but just kind of give us a hint how you look like.
Right.
So that if you use it, she's just playing around. But
it's
the same angle. Literally, like women do the same angle every time.
Right.
And it's the filter, like how you really look like. And then you see them and be disappointed.
We know about y'all angles. Y'all ain't flipped. Anyway.
No, they love that.
All right, let me see what we got. Tomorrow, Saturday, April 27th, if you're watching this live, in Tallahassee at the BART, which used to be Perry's Lounge, which is. Apparently got gingerfied, but in a good way. Hey, Matt. My man, Artisan P and Dr. LaFlow will be live. You know what I'm saying? They have a set. They'll be introducing their new single, Whipped Cream. They'll also be at the Underground Railroad tomorrow at V89 at 6 p.m. I'm going to do an interview and also play their new single as well as some other songs. So I can check that out. But tomorrow they'll be at the BART at 8 p.m. The cover is $5. And also, too, you get nice or you have the opportunity to eat very good vegan dishes. I'm not vegan, and I like eating there because the stuff is pretty good. So $5 plus a little bit more change to support the BART. But should be good stuff. So if you're interested, check it out. Also, too, on the 28th, so Sunday, my man Otis will have his night of bars at the Signature Lounge. That would be from 8 p.m. to midnight. The cover is $7, $10 if you want to bring your boo, your bae, or your shone if you just brave enough to bring out on a Sunday because you figure out wifey will be out of town, a business meeting. So you can save yourself $4. So, hey, so you got that. So, two events coming up. Now, if you listen to the podcast, oops, it's too late. It's Monday. That's already going to pass. Still listen to the live. So you can figure out beforehand. But now you know what's up. I think what happened? You are?
Yeah.
That's a little night of bars because a lot of things. I ain't gonna never be able to. That's gonna be the inside. That's the inside joke with a lot. I've never seen him perform, and I'm not gonna see you perform because I'm not gonna be able to make it to the night of bars.
There's people who literally like they see me all the time. We speak. They don't even know I do music. But I've been.
Yeah, I heard you kind of an enigma.
The thing about it is, I might literally be out there, like, with my music, I'm performing and stuff. So, rap?
We're going to see. When we get to the interview part, this guy, jumping the gun.
Bing, 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 bing. Tripping, y'all tripping. I carry bars.
At a night of bars. My bad, Otis, Rob, whatever, my nigga.
Man, Rob's the man.
Ain't going to be able to make it, but, hey, this is my support, bro. Love him. Let's get into the docket, what we got posted. First up, man, John's legendary filmmaker, director, John Singleton, had a stroke on the 17th. I forgot reported. I don't think it was even reported on by the 17th. It was reported later, but he had a stroke while being in the hospital. Apparently came from overseas, came back with weakened knees. And he went to the hospital where he had a massive stroke. He's now in a coma.
So we can only help and pray that he recovers, because he's a gem. He's up there with Spike Lee and Mario Van Peebles and all the other great black directors or whatever. Of course, I'm thinking in directed Boys in the Hood, Boys of Justice, Baby Boy. So, let's hope that he can make a recovery, you know what I'm saying, as bleak and as grim as it looks now. He's only 51, which is dumb young, especially to an old-ass nigga like me. 51 is not that far away. So, let's hope he pulls through. Right now, I think his mom is trying to get temporary custody of his finances or whatever. Apparently, he was supposed to be signing a lucrative deal. And, and we'll see where that comes from. But he's been a great person to the arts, black arts, hip-hop, all of that. So, hope he pulls through. Speaking of OGs, my man, Bun B. Yeah.
Good week, good grade, money.
Man.
Oh, I love that.
Rolling something for, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. My man Bun B proved to be a trail OG over the weekend. Apparently, some jit tried to pull up on his wife, tried to steal a car. Bun B went up, got the heater, and popped the old boy. You know what I mean? But he got down the road, had to go to the hospital. Yeah, he got popped and he got arrested, dumbass. You know what I mean? So, talk about Bun B being a trail OG. He said, don't mess with Texas.
Isn't it like the most gun-toting state?
Yeah, I think so. Florida's trying to catch up, but we're some pussy. We're going to try to get a gun to teach him.
Even the pussies got freaking guns out there.
Yeah, we ain't going to do shit.
The main one. They don't want to use it for nothing.
Yeah, like Bun B used the gun for what you're supposed to use it for. When a motherfucker fucking with your wife, messing with your family, your possessions, yeah, that's when you pop him. And he popped him and he didn't kill him. But he did pop him. So that man gonna know not to run up on Bun B ever again. That's how you do it.
Yeah.
Hopefully, yeah. So Texans do what y'all do. Matter of fact, Texans did what they did. I didn't add it to the docket, but one of the three men involved, can I say crackers? Well, y'all forgive me if I say one of the three crackers, involved in the Jimmy Bird Jones killing back in, I believe, 98 or 90, I think in 99. I think, what was it? Matthew Shepard was in 98. There's two important hate crimes that were attached to the hate crime bill passed, I think, under Obama. But one of the killers of James Bird Jr. In Texas in 1999 was put to death this week. So even though I'm not a proponent of the death penalty, I'm not mad either. So fuck that cracker.
I was going to ask if you support that.
I feel like it's more torture for somebody to live.
Yeah, like, you know what I mean? They have to live and feel the pain. When you kill them, that's the quick part.
Right. You know, it's like,
what's the punishment, really?
Exactly. Like, it's done.
People, like, choose death to get away from stuff.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
You let this man escape from his real punishment.
Yeah. And then also, too, like, I get that whole idea of you got to take care of him, but my thing is, I believe in. Right. I believe in, but also as a Christian, I know I'm acting real Christian like right now, but as a Christian, I believe in redemption. I believe that somebody can be redeemed. But I think that's even, but I guess that's the other side, too, where it's like either they'll be tortured by their demons by being in prison and not being able, and losing their freedom, or they will find redemption in whatever. It ain't got to be in a Christian sense, but find some redemption in their life. And if that's the case, then, you know, that's a positive. Despite what they may have done, if they can turn that around, then, hey, maybe God will forgive them. If their soul is truly, you know what I'm saying,
I will support
converted. Well, Old Testament.
You know, a lot of people use that as even New Testament, like.
Well.
Revelation. But no, that's a whole different conversation.
Well, I got you. Yeah.
But that's more spiritual stuff. You know what people do? People would take that and use that to justify their actions, like, for example, slavery. They'll take one thing.
And then,
use that for the whole thing. That's why, like, the whole controversy, like, how Europeans took what Christianity was, fucked the whole thing
right.
up. Really.
Right.
Africans was Christian before
right.
the entire thing happened.
Right.
You know?
But, yeah, I think even with the slavery in the Bible thing, like, it's two things. A, as much as it said the slave should obey his master, it also said the master shouldn't be treating the slave like crap. But also, two, the reason why people have a problem with American slavery is because America went around and claimed that everyone was free. So how can you claim that everyone's free, but yet you enslaving humans? So I think that's what people get confused. Whereas, like, it's not necessarily we are opposed to slavery. I mean, everyone should be opposed to slavery. But in particular in America, the reason why America gets so much grief in regards to slavery is because America is the land of the free. So if you claim to be the land of the free and you don't have free people, then essentially what you're saying is bullshit.
You know America be lying, man. That's just...
Exactly. But the thing about America won't... I already said, if America really wanted to shut everybody up, and in particular black people, they just to admit that everything is bullshit.
We are some bullshit.
Just say that.
This is what we lied about that. We
lied about this.
This is true.
This is maybe true, but that's all white people. That's all y'all gotta do. Just be like, we on bullshit.
But they actually put the action behind it as well. You know,
like, yeah.
Change the best way to say sorry
is just like, change your behavior.
So yeah, they have to.
But they want to change their behavior because they'll be like, yo, what we've been doing is what we do.
It's like, there, get over it. That was a long time ago. Get over it. No, nothing stopped.
Nah, they'd be like, you know what? We were playing. We didn't mean all that. We can continue to be assholes because that's all we all live in. That's all they got to do. If they be assholes, we'll know, like, all right, you're an asshole. We know how to treat you now. Cool. But you want to be an asshole and then want to be like, well, I'm not an asshole.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, anyway, back to Bun B, man. Not only did he drop a hot one in somebody, he also dropped a hot album. My man Static Selector, called Trill Static. Check it out. I think let's do it Sunday. Pretty dope project, especially, you know what I'm saying, if you're more into the classic hip hop vibes or whatever. Got with a lot of East Coast cats. I thought it was pretty dope. You know what I'm saying? It was a good listen. So if you're interested, you can check that out on your streaming apps. Speaking of albums dropping, you got Schoolboy Q dropped his new project today, Crash Talk. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna play one of his joints on the Underground Railroad tomorrow as well. It was dope. I liked it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, a lot of bangers on there. I think if you want to hear like some Trump thumping ride out music, he got you. You know what I'm saying? I think he was on a Breakfast Club today. He was like, he was debating between having an album full of bangers versus an album that was like introspective or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, he went with the bangers.
Underrated artist right now.
Yeah. Hopefully this will be the album.
People too.
I hope he get the same props J-Rock got last year.
Is that good?
Yeah.
Sounds that good?
Yeah.
Oh, shoot.
I'm not a big Schoolboy Q fan. I'm more than your namesake, the Kendrick Lamar segment of, what's the name? Top Dog, TDE. So I'm more in the Kendrick lane, more so than J-Rock or Schoolboy Q or Al Soul. But, so I'm thinking, you know, I like it. I'm not sure if true Schoolboy Q fans are like it. Because I don't know. I don't know. Like, I don't listen to him enough to think this is way different from his other stuff.
Schoolboy Q doesn't miss with his album. You don't miss.
If it's to me, it's dope.
I mean, it's nice.
Schoolboy
Q, this man kind of started, I mean, he's been in it for a while, but he kind of just started rapping.
Yeah, I think, like, I'm trying to think. Like,
nice. He started, like, in college.
He had a song on, like, his last joint that's similar to what his whole album is.
Yeah.
Like, whatever one of the singles are, this album's, like,
so he's probably just trying, every one of them. He's trying to be the number one guy.
He said that. He's trying to get number one. He said he got number two last time. Like, he's trying to get number one.
He's so honest. Like, he's what hip-hop, like, that honesty. He's not trying to fake nothing. He's
yeah.
good music.
Like, it's good shit. Like, he got the joint Chopstick. Like, it's catchy as hell. Like, yeah. When you hear it, like, you can tell the hook was made to be, I think he got Travis Scott on. The hook is made to be catchy. Like, it's a song made to get stuck in your head. But it's still dope. Like, it's not,
but it's not pretentious. It's not like, you can tell he knew what he was doing, but it's not like he went the cheap route. Like, it's still a dope song. He still, you know what I'm saying, spit some tight shit. Also, too, Rico Nasty, he dropped a new album, Anger Management. I haven't got a chance to listen to it, but I thought it was worth mentioning since I mentioned her last week when Springtime then was here. So, yeah, so if you got time, check it out. I'll probably check it out tomorrow. If I got time, while I prepare my track list. Shut up, JC. Also, too, DJ Paul is suing Travis Scott no bystanders, which is crazy because I thought they would have cleared everything. Like, especially that was, like, in the song, like, heavy. Like, tell the club up sample.
Okay.
So, that was, like, weird to me. Like, y'all ain't clear that? Like, that would have been obvious.
Welcome to Kanye World. Kanye will sit here and get a big-name artist with that sample.
Right, and be like, oh. I didn't like, nah, bro.
That's just a little bump. That song's gonna be there forever now.
Yeah.
Travis still wins.
It doesn't matter. Yeah. He still wins. Like. But, yeah, DJ Paul, they're gonna get that much juice today. But DJ Paul also came out saying, no beef, it's just business. So, hey, what else? Damian Lillard with a three pointer and then the ice cold veins. He's gonna wave off to the bench like, bye, y'all. So, damn, he's got my man Russ looking crazy out here. My man,
he's been looking crazy.
Got the damn triple. What in the who? Bet. My man got the triple double crown and can't get through the first round of the playoffs.
The average triple double.
Take your ass to Golden State, Nick.
You got triple double average again?
I believe so. Yeah, I believe so. Yeah. And boom, Damian Lillard just like. So what? Who cares?
He slept on Damian for way too long. He's been nice forever. He's yep. rookie of the year. His first year.
Right. Right.
He's playing. He's putting the all-star numbers then.
Right.
It's because his team is not a big market team.
Yeah.
That man, I knew his time's going to come eventually.
Yeah. You just got to deal with Golden State. We're going to see what happens.
Golden State.
West still wide open. Your boy got hurt, so cousin. I think he out.
He's not being too healthy.
Yeah. So everybody thought that was a Thanos move, but we don't see. Speaking of Thanos, Avengers Endgame came out today, I believe. So don't say nothing to me till Tuesday, bro. Matter of fact, till Wednesday. Let me take that back. I'm going to get this $5 discount.
Seriously,
I am. I'm going to be, Cap going to die. That's all I want to see. I want to see Cap die.
What?
Die. What? Steve Rogers, die.
Why do you want him to die again?
Because he's supposed to die in Civil War.
You sound like you want him to die.
Yeah, I want him to die.
What's going on?
I want him to die. Right, crack ass, cracker. Nah.
That makes sense.
Nah, man.
Voted for Trump. You think he voted? He probably voted
for Trump. Yeah, see, Rogers is the one to vote for Trump. Yeah, and then come back and be like, oh, I didn't want to.
Yeah, billionaires, they used to be Democrats.
He was Democrats, yeah. And plus, C-Rod definitely voted for Trump.
Yeah.
But no, I did tell you about we were talking off air about the theory in which I want to see what happened. Again, if you listen to this and you already watched it, screw you, whatever. but the theory is that the original Avengers would get stuck in a infinity loop. And that'd be the way that's the only way they can reverse the snap. And with doing that, the idea would be that when the customers, the consumers, us, buy the box set of the 10-year span from Incredible Hulk to Endgame, that we will watch the Avengers in their infinity loop or in infinity. Because we'll be watching the box set until we die. So, boom! We'll see that what happens. If you already watched it, you already know this bullshit, shut up. If you're not, hey, you want to and try to see what happens. Before we get to the next track, screw Lil Yachty and DC Fly for messing up How High with How High 2. I don't smoke anyway, so screw y'all. But apparently Lil Yachty doesn't smoke, so I could have been in How High. That's how it works. And The Trap with T.I. and I forgot the other dude's name. It was, I heard it was trash. It's not as trash, but it's trash.
That movie thing on Netflix?
Yeah, The Trap.
Kind of funny.
It's all right, but it, I forgot a white boy name.
Florida, bro, like, of course it's no trash.
No, but it's not even T.I.'s fault. It was just, the movie, it was literally the movie itself. Like, it was parts where, and I forgot what the white comedian name, but he said it. He's like, there's parts where their mouth is moving and their voices don't match. Like, it's trash like that. It's, like, technically trash. It's not trash like the script just doesn't follow or whatever. It's, like, trash like y'all couldn't get the photography down. Like,
yeah.
Like, hey, I got going on.
That's kind of trash.
Yeah. So,
I see part of it's kind of funny, though.
Yeah, it got parts.
I didn't get a Netflix deal, though. That's what I'm trying to figure out. It was that bad.
It was Queen Latifah, T.I. What's the dude from Friday, next Friday? That played not Ice Cube. Anyway. See, y'all, I'll be doing this late, and apparently my sugar is low. J.R. Jones said my sugar low. That's why I can't remember nothing. But anyway, y'all just check it out if you like. I wouldn't. Or if you just you want to get high and watch something stupid. Like, it's that type of movie. My mama would like The Trap, because she liked those cheap movies. That
she must have liked Madea.
Actually, she didn't get into Madea. I'm surprised. She didn't really get into Madea. But my mom liked those discount Ben movies.
You got to keep in mind where they came from, though.
No, it's not because they're older. Like, no, that don't mean you like trash movies. I'm old. I don't like trash movies.
There's some movies that are, like, technically not really that. Like, the old Jackie Chan movies, they're technically not good movies, but they're all amazing at the same time.
Nah.
Jackie Chan with Bruce Lee movies, bro, those ones was fire, bro.
Let me see. I'm trying to think. What was the trash?
It's not even many words. It's bumping.
Right. But it's still action. You still see it. I feel like just people trying to act and being trash to act. Anyway, so we're going to get back into it. What we're going to do is play the next track, which is my man Shem came back from his Kappa, doing his Kappa thing, and got a new single for us, been waiting for it. So this is Shem Rivera with Think of You featuring Lael Turner on the Nick Mustafa Hour. You got time, baby.
Might think of you, but I cannot choose. Is this Pikachu? Will it be you or you? Or you or you? You, you or you? Gotta think it through, but Lord, you knew. Wait, Lord, you know what I'm going through. Gotta find my soul, cause I need you, Lord. I know I got your word, yeah, yeah. I'm feeling kinda independent. Do I really need assistance? Forgetting how I got a distance. It's cause of him I know the difference. Can you cut me some slack? I'm trying to forget the past. But I might think of you. Gotta get my mind right. I gotta get my mind right. Gotta get my mind right. But I might think of you. Gotta get my mind right. I gotta get my mind right.
I might think of you.
Gotta get my mind right.
Put your hand in mine, or was your love? I was right beside you when I left. Didn't wanna live life with regrets. Tell your family sorry through a text. Coach had to put me on the sideline. That's at least until I got my mind right. Right or wrong, good to evil, bad guys. Right in my wrong until the pen dries. Right in my wrong, like it's a pastime. Put me first, you was after last time. Days of future and the past. X-Men crazy how I'm now in that section. Crazy how I didn't learn the lesson. Switch the T, add the S. We stress as opposed to rest. Find comfort in the light. When now I can, I got my mind right.
gotta get my mind right. Cold world, cold hearted like a Klondike. Ask me to save the world like the Dark Knight, but I can't risk scuffing up these off-whites. Gotta get my mind right. Cold world, cold hearted like a Klondike. Ask me to save the world like the Dark Knight, but I can't risk scuffing up these off-whites.
Gotta get my mind right, but I might think of you. Gotta get my mind right. I gotta get my mind right. Gotta get my mind right, but I might think of you. Gotta get my mind right. I gotta get my mind right.
All right, we are back. This is the Nick Mustel Hour. That was my boy, Amora. That was my boy Sim with Think of You featuring La'el Turner. So, yeah, he just got it out there. Y'all can search it. Think of You, Sim Rivera, and check it out. So, but without further ado, you know what I'm saying? We got the guest of the week, my man Elijah Kenny in the building. What's going on, bro?
Not much. It was a good day.
Yeah. Had a little date going on.
I mean,
I hear getting the ladies, you know what I mean?
Getting the ladies?
Getting to the ladies?
Yeah, it was a good day. it was a good day.
How was the date, bro?
Like, what was, it was cool. The atmosphere was cool. The food wasn't all that.
Right.
That was it.
We're not going to talk about...
The company may be a sponsor
one day, so we're going to...
That's crazy. It's going to be up online forever now. That's Bikini, whatever happened to that?
That was that little show you was with. I thought you were supposed to take me out on a date on April 26, 2019. Oh, you thought I was going to listen to your little podcast with your little friend?
Long ass nails, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you ruined my life, bro.
Yo!
My dog ruining lives. Nah. Enigma podcast. You out here ruining lives.
Hey, I got to call it out.
It was cool.
It was cool though.
I mean, I did cut it short from there, so.
Oh, dang, bro.
Hey,
yeah, I cut off like, yo, I'm having a good time. I like you, but I got previous engagement.
I was like, the whole time, like, looking at my watch. So.
Dang, I mean, important, bro. Oh, snap, yo. That's why. That may help though, because she probably looking like, oh, he keep doing things out here.
Yeah.
Hey. Okay. Yeah. Time is money. I gotta get out of here. She can be chasing you. She can be. Oh. Okay.
I'm tired, but I'm done chasing. Super chill.
Chasing his dream, though.
That's why I'm here, bro.
Hey. What got you into music, bro?
I've always loved music. Ever since I was little, I used to listen to the radio. Listen to it, just be in my bed, listen to it. And then my mom didn't really care for rap music because obviously she didn't have the reputation. Grew up in the 90s. I'm from Fort Pierce, very dangerous city. In the 90s, it was hot. It's still kind of bad now, but in the 90s, it was worse than Compton. Wow, Compton was right. You know what I'm saying? Like, Compton was like number 16. Fort Pierce was ahead of that. You know what I'm saying?
You heard that, JC? Right.
I'm not saying Fort Pierce is getting more crazy than Compton.
Tallahassee bigger than Compton, though.
Kendrick Lamar, Snoop.
Tallahassee bigger than Compton. Oh, Florida, boy. Tallahassee, I joke with JC, but it's true. Tallahassee is bigger than the city of Compton.
It's not small. It's kind of a big city. But,
no, Tallahassee is literally
bigger. Yeah, it's a big city.
Now, Compton being part of L.A., LA area is bigger, but the city of Tallahassee is bigger than the city of Compton.
Yeah. So, the thing, I grew up listening to like all types of stuff, like Nation, gospel, everything. But in middle school in particular, I would, the thing that really made me really into music is I listened to Numb Encore. Was Jay-Z and Linkin Park.
That album they did a mashup called
Massive, so I became obsessed with that.
Okay.
And I was trying to figure out how to do it, because I'd like when the DJs would do something like that to where they'd put, like, cause when they'll do remixes or they'll put an instrumental on, they would throw, like, somebody else's verse in there. And I used to think that was so cool, and they'd match it up.
Right.
To the point where I got into that, I'd find software online, and I would do it myself. And there was a website called jamboo.com, where I'd make it, and I'd chart on there. I'm like 11 years old. I was chart on the website. So I was into that. But in the fifth grade, I didn't start writing. That's for later. But I wrote like one poem or something like fifth grade. Got published in some national thing. So I always kind of use it. I guess from poetry.
You're trying to be like me, bro.
I got, what was it?
I was in third grade. I got a story published in a magazine for like Thanksgiving or something.
It was a poem?
It was a story. It was a Thanksgiving story about a turkey that I named after my dad that thought it was going to get killed for Thanksgiving. And he was trying to run away from the farmer just to realize that he woke up and it was a dream. And it was the day after Thanksgiving and he had survived.
It's a children's book. Are you going to write that again?
But I was like in third grade. And
make one later.
Don't steal my idea.
Yeah, you already messed this on. But,
well, go ahead, bro.
In middle school, I used to make my own DJ software. I was like my own DJ. I ain't showed nobody. I was like, my mom didn't care for rap. Like, every time she'd hear it, she'd be like, what kind of junk you listen to?
Right.
I grew up in a very Christian household.
Right.
She's very. And so, but I do it anyways. Behind it, like, I like get on the internet anyways and make these mashups all the time. I lost them. And so I was really obsessed with that. Then I stopped and pretty much got into sports. And I didn't really get into it. I always loved music. I never stopped. But then I got back into music actively in terms of writing, like 19. But I think I wrote like another poem, like 18, for a class. Then I started writing for I was looking at a relationship. So I was would write poems for her. So I guess sort of I was getting more confident in my pen, even to the point where I was in college at like A plus in ENC 1101.
Yeah.
I said, okay, I guess I'm good at writing. You know what I'm saying? So I just, let me give it a shot. So I think I wrote my first rap ever, like 19, maybe.
Okay.
I heard it the other day. It was so trash.
Yeah.
It was so trash, bro.
I mean, I understand you trash. You probably wasn't. But I get the whole, when you see the transition, you're like,
the worst thing. It was crazy. My friend Jerome Green, who he kind of started rapping around the same time as me, he was the one who encouraged me, bro, don't stop. And his brother was one of my biggest, like, encouragement when I started writing a little bit more. And so he's like, man, you dope. You'd always talk me back into it. Because I'd be like, nah, too many people rapping. I don't like that.
Right.
Too many people
rapping,
and it's like, it's not a lucrative thing.
Right.
And it was just,
I said, y'all probably heard it in the podcast. Like, I'm like, why do people even, no, why DJs, DJ Mom. I'm like, I don't get why people want to be rappers. I mean, it's like a bottom of the totem pole.
If you hella dope, I said keep going, do it because you love it.
I'm saying, like, it's people that's like, oh, I don't love it, I'm just here for the hustle. Like, they're not really into it. They're not that dope.
Hustle, don't do it, bro.
Yeah, it's like, why even do it when you can, if you're trying to hustle, you can be a DJ, you can be a manager. There's so many other places where you can make money,
mm-hmm.
and that can come to you on a more consistent basis versus a rapper. You always begging. You begging for beats, begging for people to play, begging them to be on people's podcast. He didn't beg. But you know what I'm saying? Like, you're always begging for attention to be as a rapper. I don't really understand how people want to do it. So that sentiment of you didn't want to do it because you saw everybody else doing it. Like,
and it's just a confidence thing. It was, I lacked a lot of that because when the first time I ever tried to perform was at this conference in St. Louis, and it was in a room full of people, it was an open mic, and my part was coming up on this instrumental,
right?
I froze real bad, and I didn't say nothing. I tried to say some part. I just walked off stage. I said, oh, it's okay. I quit rap for like 3 years. Never did until I was like 22. I bought my own equipment again and started getting back into it. And I just always wrote and wrote, but I never took it super seriously. But I just got back into it and worked on my pen. And then I didn't start getting like, I was always writing. I dropped my first single when I first moved to Tally called Strings. And I dropped that. Then I dropped another single. And this is all while not really taking it seriously. I'm still on and off, self-confidence.
Right.
Which is something I still kind of still struggle with. But I didn't start taking it serious. Like, okay, this is what I'm doing. I'm going to actually give this a real shot in October of last year.
Okay.
Like, to the point where, I'm going to keep recording.
That kind of makes sense. I would see you around, but it wasn't like, I could tell you was into it, but not that you weren't active, but I ain't really hear things really popping off until around time. So, yeah.
Yeah, so now everyone, like, although I kind of been made stuff, but I'm taking it in terms of taking it more seriously. That's like last year, really.
Okay.
And in terms of recording stuff, trying to drop stuff, that's like last year. And so, the developing, I think I'm doing pretty well.
Yeah, no, you're doing really well, bro.
Yeah, so it's fun. I'm just, it's become more, the reason why I got back into it seriously is because it's become more of a therapy. You know what I mean? Like, just say what's on my mind or say things that describe. Like,
right.
You know, whether you want to create a narrative or is it coming from a real place.
Right.
It's cool. And I always like outdoing myself. Like, wow, I really made that. I look back. I love doing that. And
right.
I like seeing where other people connect too. And you, sometimes you make something because you made it for you. And then other people hit you like, man, you said that. I really, you know, moved me.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, dang,
yeah.
Like this one, like Dolo, I made. Someone told me it was like literally crying in the shower.
That's, yeah, that's wild.
Like, I was like, that's crazy. I was like, you know, I made a joke. The way I made that was Dolo was the beat. I heard the beat, and I was like, this beat is so nice. But I didn't know what words to say to it, like rapping-wise.
Right.
And I was like on 5 o'clock in the morning, I was like on elliptical.
Right.
And I heard it again. I've been listening to it for like a month at that point.
Right.
And I just came up with a melody. Recorded it real quick. I made the song in a few minutes. You know, I made it, laid it down, and went to work, and then I finished it. And I was like, I think I'm going to leave it as is. It's good enough. You know what I mean? Like, and it worked out. And it's like, I want to always do that. Like, to always be able to. And so my best stuff works like that. Like, I'll just make it just like, you know.
I said this before. There was, I think it was like a commercial. But I think it was the lead singer of this band called Less Than Jake.
Okay.
And it was like a little.
I heard of him.
Yeah. And he said that if he makes a hook, if he can't memorize it, like, he won't keep it.
You know how I make hooks?
Huh?
The way I make hooks is,
you asked if I know how to make hooks, like, yeah.
Oh, I'm sure you know. You know, but the way I make, everyone's similar. I know Dr. Dre, he makes his hooks first when he writes.
Yeah.
He tells it to, like, Schoolboy said, when he worked with Dre, his first thing he tell him to make his hooks.
Yeah.
So now Schoolboy can make a hell of a hook.
Yo, he
but
kills
I learned
him,
from that. But the way I do it, I say the thing that's stuck in my head when I hear the beat. I hear it's like, dang, that's what I think of. I lay that down.
Right.
And that works every time.
That's basically what the dude was saying. He was like, if you're sticking your head, that means you're sticking somebody else's head, and that's what you
exactly.
Would go with. Yeah.
Like, don't overthink that. 50 Cent
right.
Say that. 50 Cent, one of the biggest criticism he had early on is like, they said he wasn't a lyricist. Even though I think he's a lyricist,
yeah.
I get it. He wasn't like Cassidy, you know what I'm saying? He's not
right,
like
right.
Cassidy. But 50 Cent said he doesn't overthink nothing. He just has fun. And
right.
It works. He made
right.
Hit after hit after hit. Elementary school. That was my guy. Him and Eminem. Those my guys. You know what I'm saying? And Tupac.
That's making me feel like my elementary school. I was a grown ass man when Eminem 50 Cent came out.
They were my cool, man. Eminem 50 Cent. Oh my. To this day, I'll always respect them. But I get that. I always learn from everybody. Even like what rappers people don't like. There are even people to learn from too because they're where they are for a reason. It's not like.
Yeah.
I mean, even Blueface, he's where he's at for. He
right.
Brings something to the table that
right.
Other people don't have, whether or not you think it's good. Because one day, shoot, all rap might sound like Blueface, and you can kind of hear it.
But that's the problem, though. That's my only beef with when you have cats that's trash that continue to be popular. And I get what you're saying. There's always some kind of value in it, even if it's just the promotion. I think Blueface really, he promoted himself. He knew how to promote himself. That's why he got where he was at. Right. But
yeah, that's
the my issue with trash rappers. I'm not a hater in the regards of if they hustle and they follow their dreams, all right, cool. But it's the issue of if they do it, younger generations would think that's a proper way to do it.
Yeah.
And then they be even worse than them because they don't even try to draw, they don't even try to beat that model. Like,
yeah.
To them, that's their God MC. Like, imagine there's 100,000 kids that think Blueface is their God MC, and they can't even reach his status, so they are satisfied with being even worse than him.
Yeah.
Then you compare them to that whole crew, to the Eminem's, Method Man, Nas's, and all those other people. It's like, bro, that's what's scary for me. It's not the Lil Yachty's, not the Bluefaces, not the Young Thugs. I think Young Thugs trash, but not that. I hate them. It's just I'm afraid of the influence and that it brings the culture down.
Yeah. Here's the thing, though. Good music, specifically good rap, is going to always be around. It's going to always be
true.
Yeah.
True.
There's always going to be a few mainstream artists like J. Cole and Kendrick will always be huge forever.
True.
Because they have it. They're going to those guys are going to always be around. It's probably going to be J.I.D. and probably Boogie, maybe.
J.I.D.
I think J.I.D. Boogie will be the next king. You know what I'm
saying? Yeah.
But anyway.
If you ain't you, yeah. Hey, talk that talk, bro. Talk that talk.
But, nah, them two are so inspirational. Cause they yeah. young cats and they yeah. nasty. Yeah. Like every time I hear, I'm like back to the lab. Back to the lab. Every time I hear, every time Boogie's album was so good, I'm like, I was worried that Jones was gonna get better, and it right. ended. And it ended. I was like, oh, you know. But that was to me. That's the album of the year for me. Boogie. But them guys are incredible. So I think good rap's gonna always be there. I can forgive it. The thing is, I used to be really critical of that too, but. That's very hypocritical of me, too, because I also love the Ying Yang Twins growing up. You know what I'm saying?
No.
They're also, they can rap. Those guys can rap.
No, I used to trash Ying Yang. Now, granted.
They can rap, though. When you look back, they could actually rap.
They can rap compared to the trash that's now.
Yeah. But back then,
no, it was like they were cool for the dance. And I know I sound hypocritical because I opened up for Ying Yang Twins. Right. But they were cool for. Yeah, I did.
You're not opening up for more.
I still do it, don't you?
Yeah.
But no, they were trash then, but there was one thing, they could write. I won't say lyrics. They could construct a song.
Yeah, a lot of, must be a lyricist.
And a lot of cats, adult lyricists, how about that? You can be a lyricist.
We've been spoiled because you got to keep in mind, the first ever hip-hop song was not that lyric. I'm 6'3". This or that.
LL
to me is not that lyric. LL Cool J, not that lyrical, but he was like Drake then.
He was Drake then. I give you that.
You know what I'm saying? So we've just been spoiled. Like, at the end of the day, hip-hop really is having fun. It was having fun being rebellious. So in a way, Young Thug, Uzi, all the people, it's more hip-hop than ever because it was all about that.
Well, no.
They're so rebellious that you don't like it.
No, it's not that. It's not that. It's you can forgive Sugar Hill Gang or even LL Cool J because at the time hip hop was building, and we saw the improvement and the advancement. Each generation got better than the next.
Mm-hmm.
So, from Run DMC and LL, you got Slick Rick, Rakim, Big Daddy Kane, and then from them you got Nas, Biggie, Tupac. Yeah. Then from them, you got Eminem, T.I., Lil Wayne. You know what I'm saying? Like, we saw a build. So when you see a retraction of that, or you see the quality go down, you get afraid because you're like, yo, we've seen this build up. So, yeah, you can have fun. And it's not wrong to have fun. Not everyone's going to be lyricists of the year, and that's not to be expected. But at least I know for me, my thing is not you being a lyricist. It's when I see you not even trying. You're not even putting the effort. Because case in point, I said this before, like, Young Jeezy ain't the most lyrical, but I can tell he's trying. And because of that, I give him respect. Versus when I hear, like, a Lil Yachty, like, he literally sounds like he don't give a fuck.
You know what's crazy?
And
I
can't.
I support Lil Yachty. There are some people I think are as skilled as they are popular.
Right.
Because Lil Yachty is himself. You gotta keep in mind. You think he's trash, he doesn't sell, so it makes sense. Like,
but the fact is, well, I guess my beef with that is he's on when I know there's people like yourself and like a lot of your contemporaries that's good, that probably won't get a chance, and y'all give a fuck, and y'all work harder, and y'all make better music, and y'all make music that's dope. We're gonna get into your music to show how dope you are, but it's like when I see him take up that space, when somebody like you deserve that space, that's why I'm like, fuck him.
Here's the thing. You got to understand how capitalism works. You got, they're getting, people are attracted to what's profound, whether it's good or bad. Like, for example, Bad Barbie. Like, she's profound because she's being.
Nah, Bad Barbie is.
No, it's profound is not good or bad. It sticks out.
Okay.
Everyone's going, eyes are looking
but no,
at it. That's good or bad.
No, that is Mark. Because
that's
they
why
literally.
They're number one. That's why they're getting out there.
But. That's because she didn't market that way. That's not because she did. That's not because of her art. That's because Atlantic Records basically plucked out and they're constructing that. Same thing with Cardi B. Like, as much as Cardi B grind and hustle, that's art, Atlantic Records building around her and doing all the stuff to do that. My thing is, and I like the mechanism. I don't have a problem with the mechanism. Just do it with artists that deserve it, that have the art to do it. Don't do it on bullshit like Bad Bart.
Yeah.
That's my problem.
It is.
I get what you're saying.
Frustrated sometimes. Even I get to this day, I'm like, man, like, dang, bro. But at the same time, I can't be too mad because capitalists, they're going to choose what people look at. They don't look at what you can do. They back in the day, if you suck, you really thought you were not gonna, no one's gonna hear.
Right.
You had to compete against the Jay-Z's.
Right.
If you don't
rap
that good, die. Like,
I guess that's what it is. Like, I thought my era was like, you had to be, like, you didn't have to be the best, but even you had to be able to compete and have some kind of skill versus, like I said, Bad Barbie. Like, this chick, I can't even say bitch or King Owens, because she's legit. But, like, she don't care. Like, and Atlantic Records don't care.
She's a smart young girl. Like, she's a smart girl. Like, it's just the image she portrays.
Smart. Go sell makeup. Like, that damn.
You know, her mom was part of the whole scheme. Like, her mom was not a respectable person. Her mom was part. Like, she's like, I made you big.
Go sell makeup. Don't fuck with hip hop. That's my thing.
Yeah.
if that's the case, go, go be Grande, Adriana Grande or some shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't fuck with hip hop. This ain't for you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that thing about it, because those record labels have already took black music that we've had, stuff like jazz, like rock and roll, like soul music, and they did bullshit like that. You know what I'm saying? And
we don't care about preserving hip hop or the culture.
But we, because we have more control than we did back then, that's why we have to have, that's why we have to care. And that's why we need tastemakers to say, look, this bullshit, instead of people saying, oh, well, that's cool, because, nah, nigga, that's some bullshit. And we're going to call it out, because we're not going to allow that to happen, because then the good shit don't get out, because we allow the bullshit to happen.
That's always been the case, though. Look at MC Hammer. That's always.
No, we got MC Hammer the fuck out of here. Once we realized MC Hammer was on some bullshit, he got out of here.
After he sold.
Same thing with Vanilla Ice. He got Vanilla Ice the fuck out of here.
I actually love his song.
Yeah, it was straight. But when we realized he was on some bullshit,
like, man, get your
crack ass out of here. Anyway, we've been talking about some good hip hop, you know what I'm saying? With my man, Elijah Kenny, you know what I'm saying?
I grew up listening to everything. It's like, I'm going to get it.
I got to get this other stuff out of here.
But, yeah.
But, yeah, we're going to get into your stuff, man. Let people know what you
check
got.
Check, man. Multi-platinum record, you know what I'm saying?
Hopefully, one day.
Multi-platinum.
One day, we're gonna get you there. So we got my man Elijah Kenny with Dolo, and then we're going to hit y'all with the Rondé Boom, and then we're going to come back and we're going to close this thing out. This is the Enigma Self Hour. You got time, baby.
If this went back to the bone, feels like, then I want to go home. Grab a ladder, please take me to the moon, till I'm all the way gone. All the way gone. This way back to the bone, feel like, then I wanna go home. Grab a ladder, please take me to the moon, till I'm all the way gone. All the way gone. This way back to the bone, feel like, then I wanna go home. Grab a ladder, please take me. Let's have a rendezvous. Then I flip a little rendezvous. Let's have a rendezvous. Rendezvous. Let's have a rendezvous.
let's have a rendezvous. Let's have a rendezvous. See, I'm trying to keep it under control, keeping the flow. I had the hope, the luck, the hope is poke. The magic touch, the everything in mo. The holy shit in my, the holy ghost. The glamour glitz, some shit in piss and gold. And focus like a motherfucking goat. The good, the great, the in between in mo. But love a few times, I don't want it no more, I'm bitter. Sweet. Last week, I made a treat, tall like a tree. Told her to see me at 3. Now I got something to eat after a few bad deeds in a new backseat of a black tinted chrome painted blue white beat. Part 2 in Alexa, she loved me. Nah, I never tell you, but do one thing. Let's have a rendezvous. Let's have a rendezvous. Let's have a rendezvous. Then I flip a little rendezvous. Let's have a rendezvous. Rendezvous. Let's have a 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 rendezvous. Then I flip a little rendezvous. Let's have a rendezvous. Rendezvous. Let's have a rendezvous. Let's have a rendezvous.
Let's have a rendezvous. Tryna get you in the bed. Made like some butter and spread. We already spoke on the couch. Show me what's good with the mouth. Tryna take trips to the south. Need me a rider, you bounce. We super lit off an ounce. Lift up your blouse. You talking all of that shit. When I put it in, you gon' say ouch. Wow. Need me a super free. Hit me when you in need. Like daddy, I only got 30. I'm breaking this bathroom as empty as you I need. True indeed. I'm tryna beat it up. Some of your friends work when seeing me. D-D-D. I be the nigga you call. Those others like energy. Pull out the camera from memory, thick like some smoke from a chimney. Hitting high notes like she winning it. Deep like she fitting in kidney. That little mama just been a key. That little mama just been a key. You every meal on my menu. That breakfast, my lunch, and my dinner. She's all I can make it my centerpiece. We be below, hit me when it's 3. No, I'm around when that's all you need.
Let's have a rendezvous. Let's have a rendezvous. Let's have a rendezvous. Then I flip a little rendezvous. Let's have a rendezvous. Rendezvous. Let's have a 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 rendezvous. Then I flip a little rendezvous. Let's have a rendezvous. Rendezvous. Let's have a rendezvous. Let's have a rendezvous. Let's have a rendezvous.
All right, we back. Got my man Elijah Ken in the building. That was his joints, Dolo and Rendezvous. You know what I mean? And while we was off, I think we was off the podcast, you were stating that we were talking about the Kendrick Lamar joint and how you make the music and you try to mask it as one thing, but then flip it and have an inner message between that. How difficult or how easy does that come to you?
If you have the right scheme of things, like you know exactly how you're going to do it, mm-hmm. you can go right down, especially if you're inspired. Other times, sometimes I have songs to where it took me months to make. I have songs where I made it in 15 minutes, you know.
Right.
I like when that happens. I wish that was the case all the time.
Right.
That's not. You know, I have songs that I didn't write nothing to it. I just freestyled the whole thing. But in terms of disguising that, I think that has to be intentional.
Okay.
Like, it's like, you think of the subject matter, and like, for example, I made Rendezvous. The way that one started was, I think I had seen someone, and I was like kind of upset that I was leaving. It's like, why are you acting a certain way? I said, it's because I feel bittersweet. And I built a whole song around the word bittersweet.
Mm.
That's why Rendezvous is bittersweet. And it originally was supposed to be on some boom bap jump, some like mellow stuff.
Right.
But I was like, nah, let me find some like Ronnie J type stuff.
Right.
Some aggressive stuff. Like, shoot. So that first line came up while I was driving. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to keep it under control, keeping the flow. So I can talk about how crazy my mind, like how I'm really not doing that well. But it sounds like I'm having a great time, like I'm running. Like, really, like I'm just glad. Like I wasn't feeling like that when I made it.
Right.
It just came out. It turned out well. So when you know what you're about to say, you can disguise it easily.
Mm.
Easily, like because the second verse perfectly worked with when Artie went in there. He kind of continued the story of I'm just doing fuck shit.
Right.
I'm hurt. Continue to fuck shit. So. That was fun. He did a great. He's a very talented artist. Like I'm a fan of him. And he just hopped right on it. He's actually an up and coming artist. Within the next year or two, he's gonna share major labels. I hit him up.
Bet.
And he works with people who signed the Empire. And I'm kind of trying to work with him. But yeah, cool man. Things are moving, man. It's moving.
All right, so bet. So you go ahead and try to get people to get in contact with you. So what can they do to find you and what they can do to find your music?
Find my music
You can find them anywhere. Go on my IG. I'm really active on IG. If you go on Elijah Kinney Writes _ on Facebook, you should look up Elijah Kinney. On Twitter, I think it's Elijah Kinney _. So it's very easy to find. Look up Elijah Kinney. Not many people are named that in an _. But mainly, mainly if you go on my IG, Elijah Kinney Writes _, there's a link to that. You can find everything. SoundCloud. I do have an old mixtape on there, as well as Dolo Rendezvous. I am working on some other things. So, yeah. Yeah, I'm just trying my best, trying to develop myself as an artist.
Right.
Dabbling even in some producing as well. So, just having fun with it, man. And just being open-minded. It's weird junk I'm making. So, singing on junk. So, Dolo was the first, like, song I ever, like, sang and finished. I was like, dang, okay, so this wasn't bad. I can keep doing it.
Yeah, your man Nick said you need to start putting more out there, though.
Who, Nick?
Yeah, I ran a Nick at the gym the other day.
What's Nick? Nick.
The cameraman.
Oh, Nick tried. What's his name? He's a nice guy. I remember I ran to him. Oh, shoot, you mentioned that. I'm connected at some place. So, he's cool. Nick is cool.
He's like, you gotta get it out there, bro. He's like, yeah. You got it. Like, you gotta get it out there.
Yeah, but the problem I had, because like that old mixtape, I kind of like rushed it because I do my own engineering as well.
Yeah.
And so you can see, like, even with the stuff, like, engineering is getting slightly better every time because I'm the one who's engineering it.
Right.
You know, so it's like that. Plus, I write slow sometimes. Like, right now, I'm writing slow.
Yeah.
And so maybe I have a complete song. I just want to make more and just be more consistent and right. Build a resume and maybe eventually put together a project. But right now, it's building resume.
I feel you. So quick, you just let them marinate it.
So development as an artist. Like, one thing I say to artists is don't expect anything from me. Like, don't expect a certain thing. This is how I flow. There's sometimes I can flow fast, I flow slow.
Right.
Do anything. I'm really trying to push myself to try to do anything in terms of hip hop. Rap a certain way. I can be lyrical. I can also not be.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And just having fun. I think that's what hip hop is to me. It's having fun. It's the place you can be free.
Yeah.
And so there, anything can really be hip hop. Put a hip hop artist on a rock song is a hip hop song.
Right. You want a country song, Lil Nas X.
It's hip hop and country.
Right.
That's that. We play both, you know?
Yeah.
Shout out to him, man. I appreciate seeing that, you know?
Yeah.
You see how Tennessee tried him? How it's like, Billy Ray, congrats, Billy Ray, you made number one.
Damn.
Like,
what?
This man was on the remix, first of all.
Crack. That's my word for this podcast. Anyway, man, I'm glad you was on here, man.
Appreciate it, man.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? We can talk here for we can talk for a couple hours, but we're going to go ahead and wrap this thing up. Y'all make sure to follow my man again, Elijah Kinney Wright. That's R-I-T-I-E-S. So, understand Wright's _. So, y'all make sure. Also, too, if you listen to the YouTube, I'm going to have his information down below so you can check out those links and holler at him. So, y'all make sure y'all follow him, hit him up, and try to get him to put more music out. Stuff all this Emily Dickinson shit.
I got like 6 songs out, man.
Yeah. No, we need more. We need a whole project.
I got 9 songs out.
Need a whole project. Anyway, appreciate everybody that's been listening. Again, support your boy. If you're on YouTube, hit that subscribe button. Thank you for all the subscribers we got. I appreciate everybody that's listened to and watched the YouTube. Appreciate you. Continue to do so. Continue to show love to the podcast listeners. Thank you for supporting me. Thank you for supporting Freedom Train Radio. And let's continue on. Also, too, if you want to support your boy outside of the retweet, the reposting, the comment, the like, again, $, Nick Myself. You want to shoot me some dollars? Boom, they were greatly appreciated. Other than that, we're going to get up out of here. See you guys next week. This is the Enigma Step Hour. We got time, baby. Peace.